Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Kevin Atkins, director of the St. Lucie County Engineering and Aerospace Academy. The academy, located at Fort Pierce Central High School, is a special satellite campus of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach. They're currently soliciting applications from interested eighth graders across St. Lucie County. Kevin, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew.
Before we get to the nuts and bolts of the academy, tell me how a renowned aviation university came to have a satellite campus in a high school in Fort Pierce.
Sure. Embry-Riddle, a world-renowned and premier educator in kind of all things aviation and aerospace, felt like they were well-poised to play a meaningful role in the national supply crisis in STEM. And I'm not sure how many of your listeners are familiar with STEM, but that's an acronym that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. So that's both a career field and a plethora of degree programs. And because of our long legacy in kind of all things aviation and aerospace, again, we felt we were well-positioned to play a meaningful role in what really is a shortage of STEM-educated college graduates.
Over the last decade or two, there has been, or at least we hear a lot about, American students don't seem to be showing an aptitude or interest in the sciences. Why is that?
It's a good question. I'm not sure I can fully place my finger on it, but as you acknowledge, there is certainly a shortage. And we feel like these are obviously in-demand, high-paying, dynamic, exciting career fields that students who do choose to undertake have an exciting future in. You know, aviation and aerospace are fields that capture people's attention and imaginations, and we thought we could capitalize on that to motivate students along in their studies.
So how does the academy actually work? It's part high school and part...
Well, as you indicated, we are essentially a special satellite campus of our main campus up in Daytona Beach, and we offer students college coursework that they can undertake concurrently with their high school studies. So they're dual-enrolled students undertaking both high school and college coursework at the same time. Most students come to us during their freshman year in high school, and during that inaugural year, they undertake a high school credit-only class. We pull from middle schools from across St. Lucie County. And because of that, our students come to us with a diverse range of backgrounds and experiences. And we spend that first year trying to level the playing field, giving everybody a common basis of experience, vocabulary, and trying to set them up for success when they do undertake the collegiate aspect of the program. And then during the student's sophomore, junior, and senior year in high school, they're undertaking a number of courses, all of which are STEM-related. So much of our coursework centers on topics such as space and planetary science, meteorology, aeronautics, and engineering.
I'm speaking today with Kevin Atkins, director of the St. Lucie County Engineering and Aerospace Academy. Kevin, the students who come to you, I realize they're only in eighth grade, but do they have a sense of what they want to do with their life at that age?
Well, many of them have very, very, very lofty goals, and we love that. They want to go out. They want to be the next astronaut that goes to Mars. They want to be an airline pilot. They want to be a scientist. They want to design an aircraft. Many of them have not a clue. And we love those students as much, if not more, because really what we're trying to do in large part is, you know, open up kind of their eyes to a number of opportunities out there.
Do most of the students who go through the program, do they end up going to Embry-Riddle?
No. Many people think that this is a kind of a recruiting tool of Embry-Riddle. You know, of course, while we love some of our graduates to make their way to our university, that's not really our goal. We want to, again, set them up for success and help them realize subsequent success, you know, following that. So we have a number of students who go on to universities across the state and across the nation.
And as I understand, there is no additional cost?
There is no cost to the student or their families. We as a university put forth the program at no cost. Each of the courses that a student undertakes in the program is worth about $4,000 on our main campus up in Daytona Beach. So there are some significant cost savings just through the coursework itself.
Kevin, how long will we be taking applications for?
We'll be accepting applications through the month of January.
I've been speaking today with Kevin Atkins, director of the St. Lucie County Engineering and Aerospace Academy. We'll have an archive of this interview along with contact information on our website, WQCS.org. Kevin, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew, for your interest.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.